This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Association with Windy, Colin Arnold joins us now, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. We already know what's happened in Jefferson Parish, not officially that press conference set to happen at 9 o'clock. How are you, Colin?
Good. How are you doing, Tommy?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on with the wind and tomorrow, as far as you know in the city.
Yeah, we have concerns. We met with the crews yesterday for Tuesday, Rex, Zulu, and both of the truck parades. We're going to evaluate again at 11:30 this morning with the chief of police and all of our National Weather Service and all of our stakeholders and make a decision then. But I'll just say that the winds are a big concern. It's a concern with the crews. It's a concern with the city because we're talking about, you know, what we're hearing from the Weather Service is, you know, sustained winds in the upper 20s and 30s and then gusts into the 40s and even we could see some of the 50s. And they made it clear that, and I think we've all been in the wind tunnel on St. Charles and Poydras, when those winds come through, it could be a problem. So we want to make sure we're, you know, communicating with everybody, coordinating and coming up with the best decision possible. What that's going to be at this point, I can't say, but, it's certainly there may be an effect for tomorrow just with the wind. The other issue is that it appears that the thunderstorm activity is moving a little bit earlier into the day rather than what we were looking at over last week while we were tracking this, which was more around 6 p.m. when most of the parades would be done. And so now we're looking at, you know, possibly more like around noon to 2 p.m. And so that's a concern as well. But I think the wind is the overall concern right now.
So they're saying maybe the front could come through, or the line of showers could come through between noon and 2?
Yeah, I mean, that's when the rain currently, just looked at a graph before I came on with you, and that's kind of what it's looking like. Maybe that might be a little early, but you're kind of getting the trend is moving in the wrong direction instead of moving later. It seems to be coming a little bit earlier.
And you're talking about lightning and everything with that, Colin, as far
as... The lightning chances have come up. It's just kind of trending in the wrong direction is what I'm getting at. And so we can parade in the rain, if we have an opportunity to reschedule, we do. But this is obviously is the last day, and it kind of ties our hands with what you can actually do to reschedule. But you know, we'll let it play out, and we'll see what happens here by around noon. We'll have a decision.
Tell me about the process, Colin, if you will, because you know you can get different. I get people texting me here. They want to follow the weather forecast that they want to follow, right? The best news, which you can't do. No, I mean, I understand that. I get that because everybody wants to have a great day.
We all have a tendency to do that. We do it during hurricane season.
But you can't.
You want to find the best forecast, right?
But you can't do that as a public official.
Right.
You can't. So when it comes to the decision-making process, as I understand it, Arthur Hardy told me earlier, the captains can cancel but without the city canceling. But
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If the city cancels, the parade cannot roll, correct? That's the chain of command there?
That's correct, and it's by ordinance. It's the superintendent of the police department that is the ultimate arbiter of that decision. And typically, and I will say this in my years of experience in doing this, when we've had to cancel, it's been a mutual decision. You know, we'll have the weather service on the phone. This is why right now it's critical that we have a good and well-staffed National Weather Service, because they're on the phone. They give us the most up-to-date information. We're looking at many different weather sources. You know, I don't tie myself to one, but I will say that the National Weather Service is the official kind of keeper of these forecasts. And so we ask for their opinion, and then typically what will happen is we'll come to a consensus decision about, you know, what the safest course of action is going to be. It's very rare that the city has to say, you're just not rolling. It's not going to happen. Typically, the crews are very, they're very accommodating, and they're very good with us on that. And they understand they don't want to see anybody get hurt. They don't want their riders to get hurt. We look at the parade itself and look at the actual, what the floats are built from. Some floats are, have more modern amenities as far as the undercarriages. They're built very strong. Some are, you know, historical, traditional, and are not as good in the wind as others. And so that could even be a decision, and I'm just throwing this out there. You know, they could say, you know, maybe we're going to roll, but we're going to roll without these certain floats, mm-hmm. because they're historical, they're built on, you know, old wagons and the like. And so we're going to leave those back in the den, and then, you know, put the riders on other floats and continue to go. And that's something we've done in the past as well. So there's a lot of different ways that we can do this. It's just ultimately going to depend on kind of continuing to watch the weather through this morning, and then this afternoon making a decision about tomorrow.
Let me take a quick break if I can. We're talking to Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans. We'll talk about some options when we come back. Colin, as you mentioned, maybe certain floats, maybe not. Also about the rest of the celebration as it relates to the French Quarter and everything else. Jefferson Parish press conference at 9 o'clock. It's already, I guess, leaked, if you will, through Argus that they've been notified by Jefferson Parish that there will be no Mardi Gras parades in Jefferson tomorrow. We'll pick it up with Colin Arnold when we come back. Big question I have for him, and I'm not trying to get him to say something that he can't say right now. He said they'll reevaluate around 11:30. But if it's the wind is a concern right now on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe when we come back, you can give me a number. 821 traffic now, WWL. All right, 825 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. You want to be a meteorologist? All right, here's your chance. Good luck predicting the future. Same thing with a city official or director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the city of New Orleans, Colin Arnold. Colin, you mentioned earlier the wind is a concern, and you kept saying that, and I don't want you to say something prematurely or something that you don't know, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a concern is it?
I'd say probably about a 7 or 8 right now.
That's pretty high. And then you got, and if you just tuned in, Colin said it would appear as though they're hearing from the meteorologists that the rain and the, might be moving in and lightning a little bit earlier, which would be between noon and 2. Colin, somebody was texting in. You know, we're talking about the difference between Metairie and New Orleans, not that much of a difference. And they were talking about the wind, maybe veterans being more wide open. But actually, and you alluded to this earlier, that the tunnels with the buildings might actually make the wind worse, right? The tunnels of the street or whatever?
Yeah, that's correct, and that's also what we actually get in the briefing from the Weather Service, an asterisk in there that the winds can be stronger between buildings and in downtown areas, and so that's has to factor into our decision-making as well. You know, another thing is, you know, we had the truck parades on. Those are the last two parades of the day, and they're getting put into a position where not only high winds, but again, thunder, lightning, and we all know that those truck parades typically bring their riders in on the trucks, which is something that they're very concerned about right now. You know, I mean, I think we've all seen.
Yep, on the bridge, you know, you see them. You see
on the bridge, on the interstate, you know, and they go and they drop those riders off at different locations and things like that. So that's something that they have expressed concern about, and I think rightly so. I'm always happy that these crews they understand this as well or better than we do. They know what they can tolerate and what is just a little bit too far. So we're going to figure that out, you know, in a few hours.
Well, there's a human decision to be made with safety. There's
correct.
Also a capital decision to be made because I guess they own some of them own the floats and so forth, or Kern Industry, whoever it is that owns the floats. Let me talk about options when it comes to Plan B. Are there any plans, Plan Bs, maybe going earlier or anything like that, or not even?
Yeah, we always look to go in earlier, but we know that, Zulu rolls at 8 a.m., and you could maybe try and roll it at 6 or 7, but I don't think that's going to make much of a difference because what we've been told is the winds are pretty much going to start kicking up right at sunrise and continue throughout the day. And then the kind of double whammy you have is that it is Tuesday. It's the last day. So typically those parades can't be rescheduled. It ends up being, it is what it is with those. When we have ones like we had last week where, you know, we had the rain and I think it ultimately ended up being a good decision that we moved those parades, to the next day. And it was a beautiful day for parades. So you have that option earlier in the season. You don't have that option, you know, come in the last few days because there's just no time to reschedule them.
What about marching groups, the Lions Club, Pete Fountain, all that stuff? Would that be the same kind of situation?
I mean, they'll have to make a decision. I think that it's less of a concern as far as people in the French Quarter and on Bourbon Street and the walking parades. Because,
but here's,
you know,
what I'm getting to, before we run out of time with the marching groups,
yes,
you
sir.
Still have to have police out there, right? And or not?
No, that's correct. Yeah, that is correct. You will. But we're more concerned about the floats at this point. Mm-hmm.
And one other thing is that, and it's just a matter of fact, for whatever reason, Zulu always does take a long time. And I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, but a float could break down, anything could happen. And then things don't always roll like you want them to anyway, right? That's another concern?
No, Zulu's kind of an all-day parade, you know, and we love it, but that also factors into the decision making.
All right, so the you and the police chief and the mayor, I guess, and who else, and the meteorologist,
yep,
all get together in a room on a Zoom call around what time? And if you would had to guess, when would we know?
11:30, and we'll know by noon.
11:30 by noon. All right, so we can expect perhaps a presser by noon.
Probably, yeah. I mean, well, it'll maybe be a press release. I don't know if it'll necessarily be a press conference, but yeah, a decision will be made.
A decision will be made by noon. Thank you, Colin. Appreciate it, man. Good luck.
Thanks, Tom.
Tough spot.
Thanks.
Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. When we come back, we'll talk to King and Queen Zulu as they get ready to meet Argus in Kenner, 8:30. Moon News, weather, all that stuff now, WWL.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.